This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. I just saw this from our guy Sean Sharif on The Fan in Dallas.
Yes.
He tweeted this quote from Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones towards Roger Goodell.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'm going to come after you with everything I have." Says, then he mentioned Deflategate, and he said, "If you think Bob Kraft came after you hard, Bob Kraft is a P word compared to what I'm going to do to you."
Oh, really?
That's a legit...
That's not going to go over well with Bob Kraft.
Now, where did this come from?
I just see it on Sean Sharif's Twitter.
That is an explosive quote from Jerry Jones.
Where did the hell did they? This is ESPN the magazine, right?
Looks like it.
So I have to read this. Yeah, I'm going to come after you with everything I have. If you think Bob Kraft came after you hard, Bob Kraft is a P word compared to what I'm going to do.
Them's fighting words.
He does not like Roger Goodell.
Apparently not.
Yeah. All right, that sounds like that was a conference call, but somebody obviously documented that. Wow, it's going to be crazy. I think Goodell's going to win this, though, because he seems to have the support of the vast majority of the owners.
He's got a lot of the big boys, too, Bob Kraft. Bob Kraft's actually on his side, right?
I mean, they don't care.
Arthur Blank.
They don't care that Zeke Elliott's out. They're fist pumping.
Rooney, right. Mara, yeah. Tish.
Yeah, Jerry's going to lose this one.
Probably so.
Goodell's going to get his $50 million a year and use of a plane for the rest of his life.
Speaking of losing, we wanted to get back into the Redskins, and we all expect them to lose against the Saints. But we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. We all loaded up, made this big bet. Each of us putting $360 on collectively.
So dumb.
What's that, $1,440?
Got $1,440 bucks on the
for
Saints.
Such to a win paltry $400. Payout. It's just so dumb.
Why are you going to win a Hunsky? You're going to come in here on Monday, and Valdez going to peel off $400 bills.
It'll be nice.
I hope
if
that's
it goes the other way, I'll be distraught. And earlier in the week, we did hear from Deuce McAllister, former Saints running back, Pro Bowler, who is now on their broadcast team. And he kind of rained on the parade, saying, well, Saints, yeah, they're winning, but they've been sloppy of late, particularly in the red zone, making a bunch of turnovers. And he almost sounded like he wouldn't be shocked at all if the Redskins pull off this win, especially with their backs up against the wall. The Redskins absolutely need the win. We want to hear from you. What do you think is going to happen? 800-636-1067. Do you believe the Redskins can actually go to New Orleans and get this win?
Of course they can. Will they?
By the way, yesterday we talked about bringing in my old Deuce McAllister jersey and having it be the jersey of shame anytime you had to go take a deuce here. At
you put the jersey on.
And I was like, I think I still have it, but I'm not sure. I got a tweet yesterday. You don't have the Deuce jersey anymore. During Nubby Junk's time with no prizes, you sent it to me as a prize for an on-air competition. I donated it to Goodwill a few weeks ago.
You're kidding.
Oh, it sounds right.
Now it's that from Paulie or somebody else?
No, it's from at MLM75MD.
Damn it.
Just the Donk Junk's listener.
Well, can we get the Butcher to make us a Deuce McAllister jersey?
I'm sure that we could.
Double XL, please.
I'm sure we can.
Get the Butcher. He makes those cheap jerseys, those fakies.
Jersey's gonna be so smelly.
Fake Deuce. Yeah, and every time you gotta make sure you pull up the bottom of it now.
Or you take it off. I mean
that
smart.
That was back in Fairfax. The Butcher.
Didn't somebody else
the
give
Butcher
us a...
was actually in Springfield, Virginia.
Somebody
I
gave
met
JP
the Butcher.
He gave JP fake jerseys recently. Was it the same
not
guy?
Not recently.
Somebody gave you fake jerseys.
If you think recently is like 6 years ago.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Recently.
Recently at a Christmas show like 2-3 years ago.
I don't recall
fake jerseys.
That.
Do you know what's amazing about you, Eric?
Is that
your recall. I could ask you to do something during the break and you'll forget to do it, or I ask you to stick around for 5 seconds after the show to do something and you'll forget to do it, but you remember a random butcher giving us jerseys.
A fake jersey.
From 8 years ago.
He remembers Freebies.
He remembers Freebies.
If you give EB a gift card 20 years ago, he's going to remember.
No, EB is right. Somebody got some nubby jerseys a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't think that was 100%. From the butcher, though.
I think I got like an RG3 camo jersey.
Yeah, you did.
May have been from Pitesy.
You probably still have it.
He sends some nubbies, too.
Does Pitesy partake in fake jerseys?
Yeah.
He does.
The butcher legitimately was 6 years ago because...
Nobody cares why.
I met him because my wedding ring wholesaler...
You need some pork chops?
The wedding ring wholesaler...
You need pork chops and a throwback.
That I bought my wife's wedding ring was next door, and then he brought me over to his boy, who was a big Junkies listener, and he handed me all these jerseys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's been known on the show for that.
Listen.
Bunch of knockoffs.
You could tell a fake jersey takes 2 seconds.
Of course you can.
Usually the color's the maroon's a little off. You know what I mean?
Man,
like
I saw that Deuce McAllister hanging in my closet, but I don't.
I think it's a great bit. Every time you have to Deuce, you got to put on the Deuce McAllister jersey. It's the Walk of Shame.
Or
it's
Deuce Staley. If somebody has a Deuce Staley lying around they're not using anymore, that would suffice.
Right.
Anyway, Cakes, earlier in the week, you gave them a 0% chance of winning in New Orleans.
I'm going to bump it up to 5% because we put
we put money on
sizable
it now. We've
amount of
it.
Cash on it, which could move it. Up to 5%. But I don't think the Redskins have a very good shot at winning, obviously. I don't think they can stop the two-headed monster of Ingram and Kamara. And then if you do, then Drew Brees goes back to his old ways and probably scorches you for 250 to 300 through the air.
We've seen the defense leaking oil the last several weeks. They actually were run on rather effectively by Jerick McKinnon. And
Latavius
Murray. So Kamara and Ingram, you got to believe, are going to go for like $1.50.
The only way
combined.
We win is a fluke, which, let's be honest, is what happened in Seattle. 16 penalties, 3 missed field goals, and 2 turnovers. That's the only way we win, a fluke.
I don't think Kamara and Ingram do what they did to Buffalo last week, which is nearly 300, but I could see them combining for at least 200 rushing yards against the Skins.
I'll definitely go over $1.50.
I think we'll score, even though they're like the third best defense in terms of points allowed. They're only giving up like 18 points a game. They're good. But I still think Jay will come up with some sort of scheme, and they'll figure out a way, and we'll score maybe 24 points. Not going to be nearly enough. Not going to be nearly enough. It's going to be ugly, unfortunately. And if we're wrong, it's going to cost us $1,500. But I figure...
I'll be so salty.
I figure we might as well capitalize on it. We might as well start getting paid for these losses.
I tend to agree with you.
I mean, this is one of those you see from a mile away. Now, I saw the same thing with the Raiders, loser. I saw the same thing with the Seahawks, loser. But they're not gonna come through 3 times.
Is your Bovada account Felt City?
Dunsky.
Felt City, USA. He's the mayor.
Dunsky.
We were Jerry Jones, you were Robert Kraft.
Yeah, and I'm not a wuss. I just like that bankroll management. But I said, all right, screw it. I'll bet the whole nut.
I mean, I don't mind betting on a lock, but I said all week, I give the Redskins a 20% chance, which is not a great chance,
if you have a chance to get your money in with the 80%, and I think you're right. I think at best, the Skins have a 20% chance of winning this game. If you get your chance to get your money in at 80%, you're good.
You do it every single time.
But if we had a revolver, we said 80% chance that we
play
Rush
Moore West. Well, I'm not going to die if I lose the bet.
I was like, but would you roll the dice for $1 billion?
No,
he's got to play it once for $1 billion.
But
Cubs actually raised his eyebrows.
You have an 80% sweat to win?
No.
Yeah, I can't gamble with my life.
Because losing is death.
Yeah, it's gambling with my silly life.
Here losing is
what if it was just a gunshot to your arm?
A non-fatal?
Yeah.
100%. Non-fatal? Yeah, 100% I do
that. You know how bitter you'd be?
For $1 billion?
You know how bitter you would be, though, if I shot you in the arm?
I'd be salty, but I'd have $1 billion.
I believe you would cry before I pulled the trigger. I believe you would cry.
You're probably right.
There's no way I would do it.
But I still have an 80% chance of
I would take a non-lethal shot.
What are you doing with $1 billion? Boom, I gave you $1 billion.
I don't know.
What are you going to do with it?
Stop getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Sleep in.
Example one, right there.
Get my life back.
Yeah.
Start sleeping.
But again, I have an 80% sweat of not getting shot.
What would Cakes do with $1 billion? He'd still
live only.
His only hobby is play
poker. You know what he would do?
He'd play 5-10.
I actually think Cakes would move to L.A. or something. He'd move his in-laws with him so then his wife could go. They would just go wherever he wants.
No, kind of grimaced right there.
I don't know
there.
If I would do that.
He'd probably do part-time. He'd probably buy one.
Here's what I'll do. Before I do anything else, before I quit wake up at 4:15, I move off my busy ass street.
Yeah, right.
I know that.
Well, I know, but I'm moving.
I'm in traffic going through there too. I'm going somewhere where I'm gonna have a big ass gate, and nobody's gonna be able to get even close to where I live.
You mean all those friends that you hang out with?
I want to be even more. I want to be more isolated than I already am. That's what I would do with $1 billion.
Cakes is the opposite of. I think there was a story about the key to happiness isn't money. It's about connections and friendships and things like that.
That's a flawed study. I don't need any connections. Are you kidding me?
There's very few connections.
It's an internet connection. That's all I need.
All right, coming up next, our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. We'll talk some Redskins Saints. Also, we'll talk Bryce Harper and how big of a contract he'll get.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.